baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. You have with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
Little scraggy, Doc.
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Butter, what's happening?
Not that much. What's going on tonight?
I'm about to see Eddie Kane sliding in. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. Mm-hmm.
Start finding that at 50 cents.
You can't real like me.
Whatever. Miss Pimp, what's good?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good evening, goddammit.
Good night.
Good day. Good riddance.
Oh, my goodness.
Good looking.
Okay.
Good
that
idea.
That I am.
Oh, my God.
What's going on with you, baby? You know, she kills when she jumps on that good morning and then just don't say nothing else.
Well, do you hear all this background noise? Do you want to hear that all night?
Nah,
I'm just pop in, you know. But I'm here. I ain't gone nowhere. I'm posted up. Do you hear me?
That's what's up.
All right, well, check this out, y'all. I saw a video today. Oh,
hold on, man. We got the life right here too. The life was happening.
Hi, my people.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
Doing?
Morning. How's the night going?
Ooh. One of those.
Night is going good.
It's going.
Ooh, mixed reaction. All right. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
All right, check this out, y'all. I saw this video. It was about domestic abuse, right? I don't know if y'all saw this or not. But it's this dude, this chick, walking down the busy street, right? He's pushing on her, grabbing on her and shit, and muffling her and shit, right? And had all these motherfuckers running to her aid. You know what I mean? This black dude tackled the motherfucker and put his ass in the rear naked chokehold. I'm like, God damn. And then after that, they wanted to see would anybody jump in if a woman is abusing a man. So she's slapping this motherfucker, talking about you cheating on me and all this shit. She fucking dude up in the street, fucking him up. Now one motherfucker came to his aid. Now one person jumped in to save him, right? But everybody jumped in to save her. So I'm like, what's up with the double standard?
That is not a double standard. Seriously.
How is that not a double standard?
Are you serious?
The brother jumped on him. He put the dude in a – do you know what a red-necked chokehold is? That's
okay.
Some shit from UFC.
Whatever type of chokehold it was, it don't take two men to handle no woman. If that man can't handle his woman, then that's on him. That's why didn't no other man jump in. Why would it take two men to take care of a woman?
Fuck that. I'm putting her in the rear neck of chokehold. The next time I see some domestic violence, I'm going to jump and choke that shit out. I got it for you, dog.
Oh, wow.
I got it. Go to sleep, bitch. Go to sleep.
Really?
Because if it's a woman, you want to jump in it. But if it's a dude getting beat down by a woman, don't nobody say shit. That's all good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, he can handle it. Well, she can handle it, too, if he whooping her ass. What's the difference?
My first question is, why is he putting his hands on her in the first place?
It was like a little, they were doing a little study between a man abusing a woman and a woman abusing a man in public. Would anybody jump in it to stop it? Everybody stopped the guy from jumping on the woman, but nobody stopped the woman from jumping on the guy.
I get that, but that's because he had no right putting his hands on her in the first place.
Whoa,
no,
now, wait a minute.
Don't act like y'all my main talk about this.
Hold on. What right did she have putting her hands on him?
She didn't, but, you know, you're a whole buff man. And you can't, you know. Well, I actually can't say that because I know a minute it takes. So never mind. Unvalid.
Okay.
but it's okay. Okay, so if you was walking down the street, you and your dude walking down the street, your dude beating your ass in the middle of the street, I jump in it, pull him up off of your ass. You thank him in and all this bullshit. But if it was reversed and you jumping on his ass, would you have a problem with me pulling you off of him?
It depends on how you pull me off of.
It can't depend on anything.
I mean, really, I shouldn't have to put my hands on no grown ass man. But when women put their hand on a man, their hands ain't big as a man. Their hands don't hold as much force. Nine times out of ten, there are the, you know what I'm saying, special ones who can, you know what I'm saying, fight like a nigga on the street for real. But, you know, if you was raised right, you ain't supposed to put your hands on a woman, period. It don't matter how mad she get, walk away. You taller than her 9 times out of 10, you bigger than her, walk away.
But I'm supposed to let you beat me because I'm
nobody
the man that you want.
Nobody is saying that. You can't leave on set.
Why you can't stop her? Push her. Whatever.
Why does it take another man to help you fight your woman? Or
take,
to control
take both
your woman?
Her hands and wrap them up.
I mean, it's a lot of options. If she just fighting her man and just sitting there and he just letting her, then you stupid. If you just letting some woman beat all on you, then evidently you don't mind it. What does it take another man?
Or you know you did something that fucked up to let her do it.
That still ain't the
point.
That
don't even make no sense. I understand what you're saying. I don't see the point that you're making because
it's a double standard.
A man is not a double standard because a man can easily be the woman. A man can easily be the woman. I don't care what women say. I don't care. You could be the strongest person ever. If a man really wanted to, they could beat the woman.
That's the truth. I agree with that.
Well, hold on now. I got two words for you. Ronda Rousey. She only 5'7", 135 pounds. She whooped She whooped the average man's ass.
True that. I shoot her
ass. And she got beat. So why she get
married? Yeah, by another woman that was bigger than her. I mean, okay,
I'm
okay.
Saying,
now,
she's
serious.
Not the average.
Now, hold on now. Hold on now. But you got some people. Okay, let's just say, like, okay. Dog, I think me and you was together. I'm not sure if that was me and you. I mean, we were at Shaw's. And this chick was trying to, this dude, his girl found out he was cheating. And the girl that he was cheating with was at the club, too. So the dude and the girl that he was cheating with, he tried to walk away. He tried to walk away from the girl. And for whatever reason, he kept telling the girl, go on. She kept running up on him. This girl ran on the side of the wall, ran up the wall, sprung off the wall, and did a turnaround back kick and caught him square in the face. Now, everybody looking in amazement. Nobody knew this girl was a third-degree black belt. Now, once he finally got his bearings, after he came, you know, he had to shake that off. I mean, she caught him dead in the face. Bah! Now, he caught his bearings. He told her to go somewhere. She gave him three kicks, one to the knee, one to the stomach, and one to the chest. She tried to do another roundhouse. He caught her ass. Picked her ass up and swung her ass clear to the street. Everybody said he was so wrong for doing that.
But she kicked him in the face.
Yes.
She kicked him in the face.
The face, the knee, the chest, and the stomach. She kicked him four different times. Now, all while she was doing this, everybody was like, oh, hell, get him, girl, get him. But when he caught her ass, he didn't punch her. He picked her ass up and he slung. I mean, he discus threw her ass. Everybody, he need to go to jail. He need to go to jail. But come on now, this girl a third-degree black belt. Shouldn't she have went to jail first?
She kicked him first.
I mean, that's illegal. Ain't that a weapon?
Yes.
Being that advanced, you ain't supposed to use that.
Yes.
That's like fighting Mike Tyson.
She got away with it though.
Cause she a woman. She a woman beating on a man.
I mean, are you saying he went to jail or no?
Yeah, they handcuffed him.
They handcuffed him or her?
They handcuffed him. Handcuffed him, threw him in the back of the car.
And he got kicked first. All he was doing was defending himself. But because it's a woman, you ain't supposed to put your hands on a woman no matter what she do. And see, that's the problem with women nowadays. They got that shit embedded in their head. Oh, well, I can do whatever I want because if he hit me, he the one going to go to jail. Every woman know that shit. So they go around pushing motherfuckers' buttons.
But I don't believe in that. I believe if you're going to act that way and you're going to try to fight a man, then I feel like he got every right to fight you back. I don't believe in that. If you
want
to fight the man, then fight him. Then he should have the right to fight you back. We can't just do whatever we want to.
Yeah, but as soon as he whoop your ass, what you doing?
Okay.
You calling the police on him. You calling 911 after he whoop your ass. Oh, he just beat me for no reason. I didn't do nothing to him. Come on.
Okay.
Because, baby, we know how to use the system.
Okay. I mean, now, let's be real. All honesty, and I'm just asking this. Do y'all ever think it's a time where it's like, okay, all right, we all know violence is wrong. All right, we know that. But let's just throw that out the window. Do you ever think it's a time, any time that, like, a man like out like you did something. Like you did something to this man. And he might just haul off and popped your ass, just smacked you. Not killed you, not hurt you, but just popped your ass. Is it ever a time where you think that it, like, all right, well, he was right for doing that?
I deserve that,
that
one.
Under no circumstances should a man hit a woman.
You know, when I was getting ready to go out of town with some other guy, you know, I think he deserved that right. He had that right to slap me in the face that one time.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with her.
Hold on. You got your bags packed. You walking out the door. He looking at you like, where you going? And you talking about with him.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute. You was
okay.
With a dude and you left with another motherfucker?
I was married.
I'd have slapped the shit out you twice.
Yeah, by hell.
Al was taking the kids. We was going to West Carpenter. And his kids, too.
You would have made that
it. You would have taken my kids on a vacation with this motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
Death. I'm glad you stole
that.
That's
okay,
that shit
now.
That
hold on, wait a minute, hold on. We're going to go down the row on this one. I'm going to start with Butter. You just heard that.
Yes, I did. Thank God she's still alive.
I'm just saying, did he have a right to slap her?
Yes, he did.
Okay. All right, Delightful. Did he have a right to slap her?
I'm in all agreement with Butter. I'm surprised he went to her funeral. You not finna take my baby nowhere with another nigga. In my face, though, you was just bluntly disrespectful.
Yeah, you was a bold B.I. Goddamn. Mm. She took an extra bowl of courage that morning for breakfast, honey, and packed them bags and said deuces. Mm-hmm. But not before she got the shit smacked out her ass.
Right.
Did
now,
you still go? That's my question.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
Did you still go?
No, I didn't go. You took my keys and stuff.
I would have let your ass go.
After you smacked her?
You wouldn't have went nowhere. I'm sorry. You know what? I believe you probably would have let her go, but she wouldn't have went nowhere that day. Oh, Lord, how
go.
You need the strength not to kill her.
Lord.
She came back, that motherfucking house would have been empty. Wouldn't have been shit in there. I'm taking the plumbing.
Shit. God damn.
That motherfucker would have been empty and stripped.
What the fuck is that?
Hey,
see you.
Have a great weekend.
I know a dude that did that. His wife came back and he took the copper out the walls and everything. I mean, he stripped that whole house.
That's some shit I would have done. Have a good time. All right, see y'all. All right, brother. Make sure you drive safe. Y'all drive safe now. Call me when you get
you know what? And the part that kills me is like, okay, that's just like us as men. Well, we know we fuck up. Now, like Jadine said, I mean, and I am a firm believer of this. I do believe that the average man can beat the average woman any day of the week. But
right. When
we fuck up, it's like, it's a fear come over us. And it's like, we know on average that, you know, on average, we could stop you from hitting us. But we done fucked up, so we know we got that coming. So it's like, fuck, you know. Now, with women, and I'm going to ask this because I seen this, what's today, Tuesday? I think I seen this Sunday, where the guy was videotaping, the chick come home 6 in the morning, took her dude car, and went to go see another dude. Dude finds out. She pulls up 6 in the morning, and they outside, they argue. She study jawjacking with him. And he like, bitch, you just went to tell you to see another motherfucker in my car. But, I mean, she's not remorseful. And Maybe the relationship was at its end. I don't know. But this dude was on fire. He was on fire. And she just kept going. And finally, he just hauled off. And I mean, he gave her one. That motherfucker slap sounded like thunder. He let her have it. He lit into her ass. So after he smacked her, she really started going crazy. Oh, bitch ass motherfucker, how you gonna put your motherfucker? I mean, you just went to go see another dude. You went to go fuck another man in that dude's car. You fucked the dude in his car. He caught you. Come on. So she trying to, all her girls, like, she telling her girls, like, let me see your phone, I'm finna call. Nobody will give her a phone. Nobody will give her a phone to call the police.
Because she deserved it.
She don't think she did.
She might have deserved it, but I think I would have had to give my bestie the phone. I'm just going to keep it real. Right, wrong, indifferent. She would have had the phone.
But you fucked up.
I'm
going
to tell you right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
I get that.
I'm not saying, no, what I'm saying is I'm not saying that I'm right in what I'm about to say. But if it was me and you handed her that phone, I'm hitting you too.
Hey.
Why did I know he was going to say that?
I mean, I felt that something, but, I mean, you know, I might would have had it took that one. You just, I mean, I would have checked
you
her
hell,
wrong.
You a,
I'm going to
tell you like this.
Hey,
you're a hell of a friend.
I am.
I'm
going to
tell you right now. I'm going. If I turned around and she like, give me a phone, and you come running up, here you go, bitch, bye. I might hit you harder than I hit her, cause you like, stay out of it. Stay out of it.
Times I probably would have called myself, but you know, in your scenario, I would have gave her the phone.
I'm serious. That's one thing. I mean, that's just like, you know. If I saw Father Time jumping on his girl, I would, I'm going to give you one initial 5-second run. Now, I'm going to grab him. Hey, dog, come on, cool out, man. That's your chance to get the fuck out of there. If you stand there, after I let him go, I ain't got nothing else to do with it.
Well,
some women feel like they got the right to do so.
And maybe some women love to get their ass whooped. Some women love to get beat.
In my situation, he felt like he could do what he wanted to do, but I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Huh. And my thing is, it wasn't about retaliation or revenge. If you can live your life freely and do what you choose to do, so can I. Don't try to make it, to me, that's a double standard. Don't try to go live your life the way you want to, and then when I try to live my life, say, fuck it. And then you want to get an attitude.
You know what, Jade, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
That sounds good on paper.
I knew it sounded good. It sounds real good.
It sounds good
like
on paper.
Just like I got a man. I got a man just like he do and can make my own choices.
Yeah, well, you see the choice. You see what happened in that choice.
Mm-hmm.
The choice was yours.
Uh-huh. It was.
I know. I'm serious. I mean, yeah, you said, yeah, but this man sitting there, he done woke up. Evidently, if you didn't pack, you finna get ready to leave, you ain't made him no breakfast. So now he's playing, goddamn, motherfucker, when he make me a goddamn egg sandwich. So now he probably pour them bowls of cereal. And all you hear is, come on, kids, let's go. And you see suitcases walking past you? Wait a minute.
Girl.
You leaving me? You leaving me? And you tell. You had a better chance of saying, yeah, I'm leaving you.
Mm-hmm. Calm down.
Do y'all got y'all swimsuits? Everybody got their swimsuits. Swimsuits. Wait a minute. Where the fuck is you going? Oh, I'm going to Wisconsin Dells with him. God, you know what? I'm serious. I'm a prideful man, and that would have been like the, oh, man, that would have killed my pride. That would have killed my, if you was that bold to do that,
I'd probably be sitting in the, seriously,
I'd have been sitting in the pool of blood. Then I'm looking at the kids.
Let me ask you,
was going to leave, too? You disloyal motherfucker.
The kids was coming with me.
Damn.
Kids getting it too.
Petty as shit. Petty as shit. They want to have fun.
Exactly. Man.
They like,
I'ma tell you
time to damn.
Right. I'm going to tell you, the look I would have gave them kids, they probably been like, oh, mama, we're going to sit this trip out. Because Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this: the rage I would have had, even if them wasn't my kids, they would have been like, "Daddy, please stop." They would have been like, "Let's call a nigga daddy or something. Maybe that'll stop him. We finna kill everybody in here."
Oh, goodness.
Let me ask you this:
I'm serious. I could see me looking at the kids. Oh, your little punk ass was think y'all was gonna go too, huh?
But how we know the kids knew who they was going with, though? They just knew they was leaving.
Yeah, they knew they was going to Wisconsin. They was going with their mama.
Let me ask you.
And then you know it's one. Honestly. You know it's always one. It's always one kid out the bunch. So we ain't going, right?
What?
Man, I'm so scared. That was That's a good, man, shit, that's one for the ages right there. Then, hey, that's one of them where you can say I almost got away with it.
Now,
Father, what's your question?
Oh, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we
really.
Shit, I don't know what I mean.
You're so emotional. Answer your question.
Seriously, let me ask you a serious question about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the relationship was over, why would you even do something like that? I mean, especially
you said, why
like
would
just,
I do something?
Why would you do that? Even if the relationship was in the toilet, I mean, it was just gone. Motherfuckers don't talk to each other like nothing. But you would still have another man come to this man's house, pick you and his kids up.
That is not what I said. I said I was going to Wisconsin there. I was meeting him at his house, and we were going to drive from there because he had to go rent the van and everything. You know, we did have six kids.
Well, even that, though, why would you even – I mean, that don't make any – it's like you asking for trouble just by even – well, I'm going to Wisconsin there with Joe.
Okay. I didn't say
how do you
night.
Expect him to react?
I didn't care. I didn't care how he reacted. That's,
you didn't care for your own safety? Ain't no telling what that man could have done.
I really didn't care at that point. I didn't. And I'm being totally serious. So just like men can have their pride and they go have their feelings, women have those feelings too. But a lot of times,
I don't think all women have those.
Well, I'm just saying, men don't take into consideration how we feel when things are done to us.
So those same powerful feelings, I'm saying, you could have said anything.
I could have said whatever I wanted to say because it's my mouth and it's my mind, and that's what I chose to do. And so, like I said, I took my repercussions like a woman. So whatever would have happened, would have just
been
all
right with dying that day. I mean, what if he would have killed you?
Okay,
in this case scenario, say she had lied. Let's just say she took the safe right out, and me and the girls are taking the kids to the house and they'll try to weekend. We're just telling him, and then when the kids come home and you question the kid, I mean, you know what I'm saying, or you hear this conversation and then you're going to get the same repercussions.
No, because you when you in the car, you already tell the kids, don't say shit to your dad.
Man, that shit don't work.
That don't mean shit.
Exactly. Don't work at all.
That don't mean shit.
If your kids scared of you, goddamn it, they ain't going to say a word.
Man.
My daughter's scared of me, I know for sure, but she's going to tell her daddy everything.
Buckle down, like nothing.
Nothing.
Man, I'm just saying that's a dangerous game to play. Just because you don't care, you supposed to ain't just say anything.
I wasn't saying anything. I was told the truth. That's what I did.
And
so
the truth would have set your ass free.
It did. It felt real good.
But my thing is, the relationship was over, and this is the shit I don't get. The relationship is over, whether we're fucking or not. The relationship is over, and you're free to do what you want to do, and I'm free to do what I want to do. So why, when I say I'm finna do something, now it's an issue. But when you was with Becky or Sierra or Jewel,
No. Don't put it up in my face. If I don't come to you talking about, yeah, I'm about to go out with this bitch and this broad, and I'm fucking with this hoe over there, then don't come to me with that shit. If I'm going out of town, if I don't say I'm going out of town with Tracy or some goddamn body, then don't come to me with that same bullshit. If I'm showing you that respect, then show me the same respect.
Any real bitch know you went out of town with Tracy?
Exactly. And you asked me where I was going. You got in my business.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure at one point in time you asked him where he was going. I'm pretty sure he would say he was going to hang out with Susie.
Yeah, he lied, which made it even worse. And see, that's what I'm saying.
How was that making
it
worse?
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You just said women is all in their emotions and all that shit. You just
really
said women be all into their emotions. So why would he tell you the truth when he know it's going to hurt you? So he going to tell you a lie.
Okay,
and that's the mistake
anyway.
That all men
so
make.
That's the mistake that me and make. We're all the same.
Dumb as fuck.
Yes.
Well, y'all know it's all emotional.
But I'd rather you tell me the truth and hand me a tissue than a lot of men rub my back.
That's like I'm sleeping with the devil. Might as well, you just gonna sit here and lie to me in my face.
Okay, now, enough is enough. Shit. Now, y'all, fuck this.
I was waiting.
Like, okay, I'm trying to listen to this shit. Man, you know what? If you fucking
want
to wish, then so be it. But come on. I mean, I'm not even saying that what you're saying ain't logical. But come on. That was. My God.
That what?
No. You know what?
That don't make no damage.
Whether man or woman do it, it was totally wrong. But y'all trying to justify it.
I'm just saying.
Come on,
I didn't say what I did. All I'm saying is I did what I did.
She owned
up
to what
she
did.
I didn't say whether I was right or wrong. I owned up to what I did, and I was honest about it. That's what I'm saying. He asked me a question.
Okay,
I told him the truth. Yeah,
that.
I could have lied.
Now, but it's like y'all still coming like, okay, y'all trying to justify this. This is a situation that, I mean, all jokes aside, and I'm pretty sure you know this now, but that was a situation that could have got you killed.
Okay.
For being honest.
Okay.
So,
and
you saying it like, okay, I'm being honest. But it don't sound like you was being honest. It sound like you was, okay, motherfucker, you can do this, I can do that too. So it wasn't honesty. It was being malicious. That was a malicious act you pulled.
But sometimes that malicious act is needed to get the picture across clear.
You know what?
I'm just
going to
say that.
That just proved my point. Women, you can't do it. You cannot, man.
Bullshit.
I'm just saying, if the relationship's over, it's over, damn it. I don't understand why
we're
lying to each other.
You know what? Whatever. I mean, come on, people. I mean, you know,
okay.
Y'all talk about us men, but come on. You see how you motherfuckers. You know what? And here's the crazy part about this. Ain't that one of you motherfuckers been hung with each other, but you're taking up for each other. Look at this goddamn boy. That's the fucked up thing about women. Ain't that one of you motherfuckers running together, but they keep taking up for each other. That's exactly why I'm voting for women. Because these motherfuckers run in packs. They stay together.
Mm-hmm. than y'all do. No more than
exactly.
Y'all do.
I don't want nobody
man, ain't no man
my back.
Sit there and say no shit like that. Y'all sit. You know what? I'm going to tell you. This is what you get out of a man. Now, if that same scenario is vice versa, and he like, that Tama came to me, he's like, man, shit, I told my motherfucking ass, shit, I'm finna go, man. My bitch finna take me to Wisconsin. Damn. You know what I would have said to him? This is the one thing I would have said. Man, shit. That's it. And that right there let him know, boy, you treading in some motherfucking, you in uncharted waters. You finna die.
He not
really,
in uncharted waters.
That's
really,
that's
the one thing
you would
have said. Uncharted waters. He is not
first
in uncharted
man,
waters
okay.
Because he said that. Because if she chose to stay with him, then that was her choice because he told her the truth.
Let me
if
tell you this.
If she get good. Upset and leave, then she got upset and left.
Let
that
me
be
tell
the
you
woman's
this, man.
Story.
Hold on, Janine.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me tell you this, dog. Now, like you said, if it was vice versa and you came to me and said you told her you about to go to Wisconsin, Dale, I would have said the same thing. Like, man, shit, you can't live here. Just letting you know.
Y'all motherfuckers is full of shit.
Y'all motherfuckers full of shit.
A man won't do that. A man would not do that.
You
a man is not going to sit there and say that.
Y'all not
going to
do it.
You're justifying the act that was, okay, I understand the honesty thing. I hear what y'all saying, but that was a malicious act. I mean, thank God you didn't get hurt. Thank God all you did was get slapped. But... I mean,
and
at
I
the
agree
end of the day,
it was intended to hurt her.
She just sat there and said, oh, motherfucker, you could do this, so I'm going to do that. It was malicious. Granted, it was one of the most cold-blooded motherfuckers. That got to be the ultimate eye-opener that any motherfucker that probably ever seen in his life. I will give you that. But at the end of the day,
it was not a malicious act. No, it wasn't. No,
It was tick for tack.
No, it was not. No, it wasn't.
If you could, Janine, you just said he was doing it, so you did it. You said that yourself.
What I said was.
No, what she said
people,
was. What she
like,
said
no,
was.
I don't need
no
recording.
if he feels in his mind, okay, we married, okay? If he feels in his mind, and I know he doing what he doing, I'm not saying, oh, immediately after he go do what he doing, oh, yeah, I'm about to go fuck this up, I'm about to go do this. It do not be like that. You let that man, I let that man do whatever he wants to do for a long time, okay? We did a lot of shit together. He did a lot of shit on his own. He know all the mistakes he made. At one point in my life, I said, you know what? It's time for me to live my life because it don't seem like it's ever going to get to the way it needs to be. So I started living my life. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm about to hurt this motherfucker. It don't be like that. I decided in my mind that I'm going to start living my own life and put my plan in place to leave. We be having plans.
Boy, you could tell
this
politician season.
Whatever, 2 years ahead of
time.
She cleaning that shit up like a motherfucker. That ain't what she said earlier, but she cleaning it up like a motherfucker right now.
Man, this motherfucker.
Men just choose to hear what the fuck they want to hear.
They only hear what they
want to Exactly. I fuck Johnny Cochran. I want Janine for a lawyer because this motherfucker. Hey, dog, did you hear that? She actually got
Did you hear?
Like, damn. Wait a minute.
See, but what you're missing is she told a piece of the story to answer your question. And then when y'all took it the wrong way, she turned around and broke it down and explained it so you would understand.
That's the way she said it. What I do give you is the fact that she was so motherfucking good that she cleaned that motherfucker up. And if Tyma Whitman said what he just said, shit, she damn near had me brainwashed with it. Well, wait a minute.
Come on now, bro.
God damn. Thank you, Tyma.
I can't.
I can't deal.
I'm just saying.
I don't care what y'all talking about. To me, being malicious and doing something vindictive is as soon as I catch him cheating, then I go out and I say, oh, well, I'm about to go cheat on you then, and all this and that. It wasn't like that.
But hold on. Now, see, Tyma, I wish I had the sound bite. You know you fucked up, don't you? You know you fucked up. Because now, during the argument, she think that we didn't hear her just say, oh, I had this plan 2 years in motion. That ain't malicious.
I said me leaving him was 2 years of plan put in motion. Me leaving.
Ain't that the fact? Okay.
Well,
okay.
I disagree with the fact that being malicious.
That's not malicious if you leave it.
Yeah, but you telling the motherfucker that you leaving with another motherfucker, that's malicious.
I don't think it's a time frame on being malicious. I'm just going to say that. But
especially
that being said,
if you already said, I mean, you had already said he was doing this, he was doing that, so it was time for me to start doing me. And then you turn around and say, hey, I'm going out of town with this motherfucker. Come on.
He asked a question. He shouldn't have asked then if he didn't want to know the
answer. Yeah. All right, I'm done.
You lucky to be breezing.
Oh, well, then I'm just lucky. I heard I was a lucky motherfucker.
I mean,
Well, let me ask this question, please. If this man is out doing the damn thing, doing what he do.
Oh, here she goes.
You know what I mean? And she's knowing. I need some understanding.
This is not working.
It's not working in your
favor. And these sound like the best fucking friends. Women.
Can Miss Tim finish? I didn't hear what she was saying.
Man, I'm just saying, I feel where you're coming from.
Of course you do.
If this man is living the Vita Loca, you feel me? He's living the Vita Loca, and wifey is knowing. It's like, okay. Now, she might not have been doing nothing. However, if she, like, if he asked the question and she was being honest, I don't think that's malicious. He really can't get mad.
Oh,
you know what?
Shut
Let me
up.
Put y'all on game.
He cannot get mad. I mean,
hold on. Let me put y'all on game. Let me put y'all on some game. Now, everybody's listening to her situation. Y'all all agreeing with that and all that bullshit. But don't, boys and girls, don't go home trying this shit with every motherfucking man because it ain't going to work out like that.
I agree.
So
every man ain't going to take no shit like that. Like, okay, haha. It don't matter. Some men, you can't sit there and say, I'm going out with Joe to some men. Some men ain't going to take that shit like that. Like a little slap, it's going to go further than that. That's all I'm saying. You can't do that shit with every motherfucker in the world.
Okay, well, then everybody need to quit running around talking about keeping 100 with me.
Just say I lie, and that's what I do. I'm a liar.
Wait a minute.
If you're going to talk to me anyway, then that's your
Did story. You say you agree with that statement, too?
No, I'm talking about the part of the 100 shit.
Right.
I can't
agree
stand.
With that?
I can't stand for people to always say keep it 100. I can't stand that saying.
Okay.
I don't. Seriously, I can't stand that saying. That's one saying that I can't stand.
It's just funny someone else takes it that way as me, but okay.
You can't keep it 100 all the time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to keep that shit 50.
I ain't gonna say go that far, but
no, exactly. That's too low.
I mean, to be honest, be honest with yourselves. Who wants to know the truth every single time? Every time you ask a question, you don't want to know the truth to that motherfucking question every time you ask it.
You don't have to be brutal with the truth, but you still need to tell it each and every time.
Fuck that.
You ask
a question, you better be prepared for the answer, and it's just
exactly.
that simple.
Okay,
and,
I give you this.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. Damn it, y'all. Shit. Big Mike.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, Big Mike?
What's up? Hold on. We got somebody else. We got somebody else. I don't know what name she going to go under, but I know who it is. Hello?
What's up?
Oh, she hung up, so.
All right, let me ask the ladies a question. All right, this is for every lady on the show. We all in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You've been out all night talking to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? But we now remember now we keeping it 100. You come strolling the house about 7:30 in the morning. I say, where you been? What the fuck you been doing all night? You gonna tell me you've been fucking another man all night? Hell no, you ain't gonna tell me that.
How you gonna keep
it 100? How you gonna say keep it 100? You ain't gonna tell me
yes,
you out there you was fucking another motherfucker all night. You're not gonna tell me.
Yes, I have too. How you gonna tell me what I said? What? Yes, I have too said that to somebody. Yes, I have.
You know what? Okay.
I said it too, but I waited 48 hours in the defense today. He asked a question and I lied, and then 48 hours changed my story.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Man.
I'm done.
You can just take the show, dog. Go ahead.
You can take the show. I'm done.
No,
it's some bullshit.
How you done?
Can I say something?
Go ahead,
go
man.
Ahead.
Shit, I'm done.
Hey, it's like this here. If I know I'm not doing nothing, hey, you come in the house 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna ask you where you been. Soon as you say I'm fucking another nigga, I'm not gonna do nothing to you. I'm gonna put you out.
Exactly.
Listen, but Pig Gang, my sister's gonna come see you.
Because it's like this here.
I'm gonna put you like this here. If you gonna hurt me or whatever, I mean, if I'm doing good by you and shit, you know what I'm saying? If I'm doing good for you and shit, it's gonna be a problem.
He hurt.
Damn.
It is gonna be
one.
It is gonna be
one with your sister.
I'm not gonna hit no woman. I got sisters for that. Don't send your sister to get no ass whooping. Don't put your sister in. I got female cousins. I got female cousins. I don't give a damn if you got a cousin. Don't send them to get no ass whooping.
And no,
well,
I ain't got
no
family. Because I've been
like,
listening.
We don't have no family.
Because I've been listening. So don't think that I ain't been sitting here paying attention.
All that's cool when daddy, but you pulling innocent people that ain't got nothing
because,
to do.
I'm listening to what you saying. Shit like that could get you hurt. You don't tell another man, yeah, I cheated on you, and expect for that man not to say nothing.
But you can turn around and tell me what the hell?
I mean, really.
I ain't got nothing to say.
I mean, motherfucker, really.
the situation was he was doing dirt himself.
I'm been paying attention. Shit like that. But see, shit like that, it's getting motherfuckers killed like that. You don't play with nobody's emotions like that. You don't.
So it was okay for him to play with her emotions, but it's not okay for her to play with his.
No. I'm talking about me.
Okay, but the whole situation was about a man who was cheating, and then
goddamn conversation about the man who was cheating. About a woman. How you just throw that in there?
She said he was doing his own thing for a long time, but it's vice versa. That was not the situation. You don't play with people's emotions like that.
At the end of the day, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but I'll be damned if I believe any one of y'all would tell a man you was out all night fucking another man. I refuse to believe that.
I waited 48 hours. Shit. I have done that.
Ready, you ain't going to tell no man, oh, yeah, I was out fucking Tommy all night. You ain't going to say no shit like that.
I went and fucked. I went and had a one-night stand because you wouldn't give me none.
Oh,
You called yourself teaching me a lesson and taking a dick away from me for 2 weeks, okay?
Well, I hope you got about 10 brothers, because you better have all the motherfuckers with you when you tell me that shit.
Exactly.
I was going for another 5 years, but I mean, that might be why our shit didn't work out. We done did some shit to each other. I mean, I ain't going to even lie to you, but, you know, we lasted another 5 years of bullshit.
Man, please.
Dude, I know some brothers that checked their motherfucking sister for that.
You know what? My uncle did check me. All bullshit set aside, I got set down and, you know, whoop, whoop, whoop. But again, right, wrong, or indifferent. Just like he's going to send his sister to come see me, right, wrong, or indifferent.
You're not finna have your sister come over here and not get her ass, and then you send the next one and you think it's nothing finna get started.
I dare you to come
to me and be like, yeah, I'm fucking another man, and expect me not to say shit.
You expect me not to say shit?
You
can say your shit to me. Keep your hands to yourself and speak your
piece. You expect me not to say nothing?
Again, speak your piece, sweetie.
No.
I'm not going to say nothing. I don't care how long we've been together. Big Mike, hold on. Now, you keep saying you can say your piece. Say your piece. No, I'm not going to say shit to you. I'm just going to fuck you up.
I'm being 100% honest with you.
Like you say, I'm keeping it 100. I'm going to fuck you up. If you ever tell me some shit like that, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to treat you like a motherfucker on the street.
Everything, truth hating the land, but if...
There she go. There you go.
Your partner says to you, shit, I was out all night handling my shit. You gonna fuck her up? Really?
Y'all, but you're missing the point. That's not the scenario. Ain't nobody even saying nothing about that. Yes, we did. We talked about the woman. No, y'all just don't want to add that piece in because y'all want to be right.
You know what, ladies? For real. men have selective damn memory, and they suit this shit to suit them, and no.
No,
so
y'all really
women.
Keep bringing them
in.
Ain't selective about the memory.
Okay.
About
no,
men. We
okay,
talk about her going to
the
Wisconsin.
Women agree and disagree and move on, because we ain't getting nowhere. Let's just
y'all keep,
to
y'all keep flipping it.
I want to ask
no,
you
we
questions.
Didn't flip it.
Y'all keep make y'all keep turning this shit around to where it fits y'all situation.
No,
the
that's
situation,
exactly what
the situation was her going to Wisconsin Dells with another man. That was the situation.
Exactly.
But y'all keep
but,
turning around. Y'all keep saying,
no,
yeah,
but
what
you
a,
missed
what
the
a
key point that he had been doing
do
what
that.
He was doing prior. Y'all failed to realize
that
this man was already fucking
leave.
Around.
Okay,
okay.
And just like we said, and just like she said, I've plotted and planned on this for 2 years. I planned my escape for 2 years. So, once
right.
again, regardless, it was still, you know what?
I said I agree with you. I said I agree that it was malicious. It may have been the truth, but she wanted that shit to sting. She did. And so what? Oh, well. She took her ass whooping and got her keys taken and didn't get to go nowhere. End of it. Fuck it. It felt good, though. It felt real good in that moment.
Oh, it did. It did. Oh,
hey, if Shorty went to Wisconsin, that's where the fuck she'd be at right now. In Wisconsin.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well, then that's where I would have been. It didn't even matter to me. And that's what people fail to understand. That didn't matter. The only reason why I was saying was for the key. That was it.
Nope. You don't got to do that either.
What you
I would have killed
them
your
kids,
ass.
Them kids didn't want to be with him, and them was his kids, okay? They wanted to
well,
them.
They wouldn't have had a mama or a daddy, because your
and
ass would be
I
dead and I'd be in jail.
She came with me.
What's that?
Not
an option.
But so why must everything come to violence? Why can't you just walk and leave? Why can't you
because
just leave?
Because you can't say whatever the fuck
be
you want to say when you want
to
say.
A woman is quick to put her hands on a man.
I
but
agree.
Yeah, y'all see why must everything come
agree.
To violence?
But okay. But why you gotta follow? Why you gotta follow the pack? Stand out. Just leave.
Really?
Let her take her ass to Wisconsin
Dells. Man, that's the most bullshit line I never fucking heard in my life.
And who is that?
I'm just saying, it only takes one to start a trend. So.
And who is that talking? We don't even know.
I don't know, but he making goddamn sense. I'm gonna let him talk.
He ain't making no sense. I mean, what's his name? So we'll know what to call him.
Damon,
hello, Damon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Clearly, we are at odds. So I'm just saying.
I'm saying
y'all at odds. We ain't at odds. Y'all at odds.
No, we're not.
Y'all flipping
shit
around.
We stuck to what we did. We took it. It's over. We live
and you know
another
what?
Day. Thankfully,
this is exactly why I didn't even bring up what he did at first. This is exactly why, because I didn't want people to try to say, oh, she's trying to be vindictive. She was trying to be malicious, trying to get back at him. And that's why I just owned up to what I did at first and didn't even bring up none of the shit he had did to me. But if at the
Wait
end
a minute.
Of the day,
what are we talking about, you?
Yeah, this is me, something I did in real life. Yes. This
oh,
is a
wow,
true story.
That's fucked up.
True Hollywood story. Yeah.
And there ain't nothing funny about this story.
Hell no, that's true hoodwood.
Right, shit.
All I was
that's
trifling,
right, baby.
I'm just saying I owned up to what I did at the very beginning. But if you want to take, then you need to take it to the whole full picture of what was going on in our relationship.
What
so
I'm saying, though, even
like,
if the relationship
was
over.
I feel like I did it maliciously. It wasn't him maliciously. He asked me a question, and I told him
I'm
to
saying,
do it.
So, okay, if it's not malicious, why did you wait so long? And
what do you mean, why I wait so long for what?
So you waited 2 years to go to Wisconsin?
No. See, y'all getting the story mixed up. Y'all getting the story mixed up.
I just dipped in and did that.
I told them that when I was getting ready to leave, I have to put a plan in motion So, yeah, I had a plan in motion for 2 years about me leaving and how I was going to leave. Because he had already fucked the relationship up. The relationship was already fucked up. So I had already started living my life. Just like he had already started living his life. I started living my own life without him.
That's what I'm saying. Check this out, though. Do you think it was necessary to stretch that out so was he hurt at the end of the day?
Hell
stretch what out? I mean, stretch what
I'm
out?
Saying, was he hurt when you dipped out? You went and spent the night out or whatever. So it wasn't really like you were spending the night out. You just decided today was the day you was going to move.
No, I just was going to go to Wisconsin deal with somebody who was going to take me and the kids. And he saw us packing our bags.
Who kids?
Packing our bags. Some of them were mine. Two of them were his.
Oh, hell no.
And all the kids were packing their stuff. We were packing our bags, getting ready to leave. He asked where we were
unpacking.
Going.
Hey, we would have had to compensate at least. First of all, the children. You said don't put your family. I don't know who said it, but they say don't put your family in your relationship. Well, then you might as well not invite no goddamn body to the wedding. Don't bring Billy over to meet mommy and grandmommy now. You know, put them in. You put your family in your business when you introduce this man as, you know, your man or your woman. You know what I'm saying?
No. Now you're going too far.
That is very good. That's a very good answer, man. I never thought about it like that.
That's going too far. That's going too far. You do not bring your mommy, your daddy, your brother, your uncle into your relationship.
The only reason they're talking to him
when you know you're not finna leave this motherfucker. Like, you just call for attention. Like, for real. Let's be for real.
Right. The only reason he's not going to want to whoop his ass after he whoop your boyfriend, the one that you introduced to the family, he will get his ass whooped by your brother, your cousin, your uncle.
Yeah.
Only because you go over there crying and say, hey, Billy blacked my eye, you know. Billy's ass is grass.
And
so it's hard
that.
Not to put your family in there.
Women know that's the
unless
person
Billy motherfucking
they
Mike Tyson.
Call they call their brother.
Yeah.
Oh, he put his hands on me.
I
or they call their mama, and their mama know he.
They don't call that nigga that was jumping
Junior
up and down in their ass because they know he ain't going to come.
Well, I
can't speak
on that because I've never had a man put their hands on me. So I'm just going
to
leave that topic alone because I ain't
well,
been putting that situation
doing that
to do it.
Doing and buy one of them umpire masks because anybody going to keep on letting you take
it. I didn't even do that. I'm just saying, I didn't do nothing.
I'm just saying.
I
got
married in one page.
You can't make nobody love you, and you can't make yourself love nobody. But you do have the power
right
to walk away.
Absolutely.
Don't make it right.
You do.
Oh,
you
my God. That motherfucker said bye.
Hold on, y'all. Hey, everybody hold on for a second. Everybody hold on for a second. I have to address the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The umpire mask was some of the best shit I ever heard. That's some good shit, right? You better buy an umpire mask. That's some good shit right there.
I
like that.
I believe that, Jack.
That motherfucker said you better buy an umpire mask.
You gotta get out of the
car. You better buy.
Yeah, Patty.
That was funny.
Yes, very.
Every time a man really knows, he learns it from his sister, his mama. You know, my mama had uncles that shit. We didn't know they was family. My uncle's, that's your uncle. No, it ain't. That's daddy's friend. What the fuck he doing over here? You need to understand, by you taking them children to Wisconsin, you needed a buffer. You should have just dipped out on your own and left them there with the kids. You already done shitted on them by going to Wisconsin with these bigots.
Wow.
Now you're going to take his kids.
Already
right.
You already. He shitted on her, though.
I agree with that. You're not going to take my kids with you now. If you want to go, you can go, but
hell
you're not
no
taking my kids.
Okay.
They gonna stay here.
I'm telling you, my mad ass kids would have been at home with me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't taking
y'all
my kids. I know
what. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to. Just like I can say whatever I want to. So that's what it was, and that's what happened.
check this out. I'm finna change the topic real quick because I really that just brought up something else.
Just say it.
Whatever. So if you've been in a relationship for years and they have a child outside of the marriage that is pretty much yours, you claim it, this is my baby, whether we're together or not. Okay, so I went and got a tattoo with my kid's birth date on me and my birth date, the trio, mine. Was I wrong for not putting my stepdaughter on me?
Did you tell her she was part of the family?
That is my daughter, but she's not my biological daughter.
Doesn't matter. You should have put her on there if you tell her.
Man,
if
y'all
you,
got
if
me
you,
fucked
you,
up.
If you tell her.
Why y'all crazy as hell? No. Negative.
Then you shouldn't tell her that you know that's your daughter.
I got two stepsisters right now.
No,
and
my stepdaughter doesn't have an issue with it. Her father has an issue with it.
As well as I would
can
have.
Can she read?
I would have too.
Can she read?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Okay, then she knows that she ain't part of you like the rest of them.
Why?
Go ahead, big dog.
If you sit up there
telling this little girl that if you're introducing her as your daughter, that's how you introduce her to other people. Oh yeah, this is my daughter. And then you go get tattoos of your kids and leave her out. How do you think that shit's gonna make her feel? But you're telling everybody this is my daughter. You're introducing her as your daughter. But then you go around showing your tattoo off and they're like, well, I thought you had three girls.
Right.
That's fucked up.
What queen at? What queen at on that?
that's why kids have complex, that's why kids are fucked up now on some real shit though.
So
that is real.
I see your point. I'm not even gonna argue with you on that, but again, this is not my blood child. These two are mine, so my children can't have anything to themselves because I done brung another into my family.
Then you shouldn't introduce her as your blood. When you say this is my if you come to me is my daughter, you come to me and say, this is my daughter, I'm going to believe that's your daughter. That's how you introduce her.
Right.
So that's your daughter. And then she's hearing you say, this is my daughter. So automatically she's like, okay, this is my mom. But then you come home showing off the tattoo like, hey, look what I got. I'm looking like, well, when the fuck is my birthday? I thought I was your daughter too.
Man, yeah. Okay.
You need to go get it fixed. You need to go put the little girl's birthday on there and make it right.
That might be your lottery number.
I have my reasons for not putting her name on me. Let's just put it there.
Well, then you can't stand by your reason. Do you ask her to call you stepmommy?
I mean, I didn't have to. She's been with me since she was 7 months.
So what's she
talking about? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
No,
if I was standing next to you right now, I'd slap the
hell
out.
How old is she?
She's 13 now.
Are you shitting me right now?
I'm not. I have my reasons. I mean, like, they're serious reasons, but, yeah, I have
that's
my reasons.
Daughter.
Oh, is it the other mother?
That is your daughter.
Huh?
Is it the biological mama?
She's one of the reasons.
Because after 13 years, I got to tell you, she really, I know court cases been thrown out because they ain't get addressed in 10 years. Shit gets expunged after 7 years. You mama.
You didn't have this little girl for 13 years, and
I'll
you can't put her birthday on.
Okay, so check this out. 13
ain't shit
years,
you can say. Ain't nothing
no,
you can justify
no.
this.
Okay,
everybody
well, then
is
I was
against
wrong.
You.
Okay, like I said, I was wrong, but I'm still not getting her name on me, and I have my reasons, and that's just that.
Show flesh.
All right.
But you the one that deal with
chop,
that.
I'm going to chop your motherfucking arm off while you sleep. Nah, tattoo that.
Hey,
Menendez,
come on over here. Got
this tattoo.
Come on over
like,
here.
Recently,
it ain't even on my arm, but come on.
Oh my goodness!
What if you just get another tattoo with her name on you, but it's not on that
well,
specific tattoo?
Well, you're making differences between the children.
Okay, so, okay. The reason I really can't put that out there like that, but I have my reasons.
Too late. We
want to
know now.
But
right,
I really can't.
Hey, we family, goddammit. We family. You can't stop.
I've been a damn stepdaddy.
And didn't I just
I didn't
say
buy
you
one pair of shoes, I had to buy five.
Didn't I just say you don't put family in every damn thing? Did I not say that? But at any rate, I felt like the reason I asked it was I felt like the dad had no right to come at me like that when you don't have your own children's name. You don't have her name on you, so you don't have none of our kids' names on you. So why wasn't it such a big issue with me? Like, how do you
because
come
you
and say,
did
well,
it.
Now
you
I
went
see,
you
but,
right.
how,
got
you,
the
but how do you come at me and say, well, you ain't never give a fuck about her at all, like a non-pussy, like for real, because she ain't on my body? Are you serious? Like, for real.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna be real honest with you.
That
I'm
was
be
a
real honest
please
with you.
Made a bold ass statement by doing that.
I'm gonna be real honest with you right now. All jokes aside, if you did that, and I was the father, we would have a very serious problem. We would have a very serious. That shit is foul. That is wrong on every level.
Okay.
Yeah,
like I said, I'm wrong, but I'm still not doing it. I might be wrong. I'm still not doing it though.
I don't know. I think if you call yourself going to be with somebody and they have children, either man or woman, you can't love one person and don't love what they love. That's bullshit.
Right.
You know, you got to love what they love. To love them, you got to be able to love what they love.
I just don't think my love is defined by a piece of ink work. I'm just going to say that. But like I said, y'all said
no,
I'm wrong.
No, that's
I'm
not
wrong.
What I'm
I
saying.
Like that.
Not saying that, baby. you got it twisted. I'm not saying the ink work is it. That's gonna fuck up them kids together. They know her ass sister. I'm pretty sure you knew her since she was 7 months. You got older children than that?
No, my children are younger than her.
All right, so she like the big sister.
She
exactly.
Is.
Oh my God, man! Really?
Okay, so
I ain't said nothing past 10 minutes. But now, like, all right, we were talking about Janine and what she did, but now with the case that you saying
correctly.
It's like Janine was like, fuck it, I'm taking his kids too. So it wasn't no discrepancy.
He know what to do. He been here before.
It was like, she took her kids. She took her and his kids. Like,
and
now,
I would have done
granted,
the same.
Now, granted, I wouldn't have let, hell no, you couldn't have took them. But, I mean, that right there showed, I'm going to tell you at the end of the day, as fucked up as this sounds, that would have showed. Well, damn, that would, for her to take my kids with this other motherfucker, damn.
She ain't got no respect for me.
No, I ain't gonna say she ain't got no respect for me. I'm gonna say
none.
Like, for you to pack my kids up and my kids wanting to go, my kids saying, "Okay, I'm gonna go," even though I know I'm going with another man. Damn, my kids gotta have hella love for this woman to walk away from me to go with her. So, with that being said, it's like in a strange, fucked up way. I can kind of understand that, but then it's like when you saying you done had this girl since 7 months and she 13. Yeah, that would make that would honestly. And the little girl may not say nothing now, but I got daughters and I done been in situations. Trust me, that's going to rear up at one point at another time. Probably later on.
It's gonna bite you. I ain't gonna say bite you,
but it's gonna rear up and it's gonna like, okay, that's gonna be an X. Like, okay, because that.
I mean, this my other mama,
and it's like, okay, this is my daughter, and yeah, when it came tattoo time, and her name wasn't there. No, she probably won't say nothing, but yeah, that little girl probably was feeling some kind of way.
You know she
I'm
was,
sure she and that's probably
well,
why he made. First, that's probably why
are
he
they
said
still together?
After the vacation.
First
y'all
off,
still together?
We're not together. She doesn't know about the tattoo.
She don't know about the tattoo?
No, she doesn't.
Where is your oldest child?
She's in Gary. We see her once every 2-3 years. Like, I mean, there's more to this shit.
Oh, man. You had us thinking she was at the crib eating Cheetos on the couch with the rest of them.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
I didn't say that. But, I mean, I don't treat her no different than I treat my own. I got on the highway and went and got her when her daddy hasn't. I've supported her when her daddy hasn't. I'm not saying that I don't love her any different from my own, but at some point, these are mine, and her mother's her mother.
Well,
you know what,
do you think maybe you're protecting your own heart because you only see her every 3 years? I mean,
that ain't even the point.
You know,
man.
What? I ain't never looked at it that way, but I'll even give you that for some other reasons beyond that.
You telling half stories. You wouldn't butter with these half stories.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of holes in this bucket.
Don't right. bring
I'm
me into
telling
the
half
this motherfucker needs some fixer flat.
Okay, so the whole story is her mom and her dad were together when me and their dad met. I guess initially they were supposed to get back together. Mind you, she don't know none of this at this time, but now that she's older, you know, we done set her down and told her the story. So, in her eyes, honestly, I feel like she feels like I'm why her mom and her dad aren't together. Yeah.
You the side chick that can cook.
I was not the goddamn side chick. Now, I'm not going to say I was. Anyway.
She
braved
my head.
Nonetheless, her mother is a vindictive, evil motherfucker who puts things in this little girl head that we have to then turn around and explain to her the real deal and can't see her like we're supposed to see her.
Where's your land right now, man? Where is this guy? I mean, because he got some shit. Where is Papa?
Papa do what Papa do. I guess.
Well, Mama do what she want to do. I'm just saying.
Is he around? Are you and him still together?
No, we're not together.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
so you went to Wisconsin. How is it a problem if you're going to Wisconsin?
That's a totally different person.
That's
a totally different person, dog. That's a different person.
Hey.
That was a whole new question.
Have mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but so at any rate, the jury's out that I'm wrong. I should have put her name on me.
Yeah. I mean,
now you got us thinking.
Now you didn't tell them. You barely know them.
Because you're not even with the mother no more.
You're not with the father
no more.
Every 2-3 years.
You've
seen her, what, 4 times?
I haven't seen her more than that, but no.
I'm just saying.
We don't see her often.
Well,
her
you know what?
Mama
that you had raised her, like, 365.
How long did you take care of her?
No.
How long did you take care of her? Oh, you said you had her when she was 7 months. How long did she actually live with you? How many years?
No. Me and her father have been together since we were 7 months. So for the first 3 years, we had her every summer, Christmas break, whoop, you know, that type of deal. Then I guess the animosity kicked in because I guess maybe she thought I was going somewhere and it wasn't going to take, you know, I don't know. And then it was an issue with us getting her. It was when it was convenient for her. You know, she has gymnastic practice or she's with my grandparents and she can't. And unlike the man that I thought I was with who would have went in hell high water to, you know, this is my child. I'll see my child when I want to. He chose to let her do what she wanted to do.
Okay, hold on for a second, Delightful. Let me ask a question to everybody on the show. Now, is it just me or... did y'all think she raised this little girl? Am I the only person thinking this little girl lived with her since she was 7 months?
That's
what I thought. And that's why I said, don't put me in a shit. Because, I mean, if you done raised a child from 7 months. You that baby knows nothing but you, and how could you
exactly.
not have?
Exactly. Now, I would agree with that, but that's not the case in scenario. This is really a
Jelly,
a
you put her on mute. Mute her. Mute her. Mute her. That is not what the fuck she said. She had everybody on this motherfucker believing she raised this baby when she was 7 months till she was 13.
All I said was I've been with her from 7 months. Just because you wanted to read into that.
Am
that
I the only person
problem.
That heard that? Am I the only person that thought that? Who else thought she raised the baby from 7 months?
Everybody did. But now that you know the full story, I'm still wrong?
Mute.
You know what? Okay. You know what? I'm not coming back tomorrow now.
I mean, when did you get the tattoo? Was this after y'all broke up? After you and the father broke up?
Yes.
Oh, well, he can't be mad. Yeah, he can't be mad.
Y'all not even together no more.
Yeah, he can't be mad. I agree with that. He can't be mad at all.
Big Mike,
that
you
was
back.
My whole point was I
yeah, my phone went out, bro.
No, you wasn't wrong about that, but you was wrong about the way you told the damn story.
Okay, but even in the scenario, we're not together, and when she's here, she's welcome to come here, new man or not. That's my daughter, but I don't feel like her name has to be on my body. I just don't.
I tell you what, tomorrow, when the show starts tomorrow, make sure you write your story down, and you can just read it off the paper. That way you can proofread it before you actually tell it.
You know what?
And make sure everything's in there.
I don't like your funniness right now. It's not even true or true to me.
Stop proofreading.
I'm just saying, we need all of them. You can't be leaving shit out.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You trying to be extra funny, but it's okay. I'll let you have it.
I'm just saying.
Let you have your moment in spotlight.
Wait a minute. Did you hear Butter? Don't put me in that bullshit. I ain't done. Hell no.
I don't care what kind of issues you have in the kids. Shouldn't have nothing to do with it, you know. So.
And I agree. I just don't. I mean, hey, I don't know.
I don't know. Is that the same? But I don't know. With me, and maybe because I actually helped raise my stepdaughter since she was 7. So, I mean, she eventually ended up coming to live with us. So, you know, if I was to get a tattoo, I probably would include her. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just, she still becomes to live in my house and shit like that. So, yeah.
I mean, even if I had all of my kids in a different, on a different side of the tattoo or a different mm-hmm. color, you know what I'm saying? That child
yeah.
still would be included some way.
Yeah. So now, in that case scenario, because I'm not going to treat anybody's kids any different than I treat mine that I'm in a long distance relationship with, and clearly I'm not married. So every man that I come in contact with that has kids that we're in a 1-3 year relationship and I grow to love them, I'm supposed to put all their names on my body? Like, I'm not.
Ain't nobody said that.
Like the relationship, honestly, I don't know you personally. So the relationship that I hear you talk about most of the time, I'm thinking that was like you were married to this person because this is a long-term relationship, right?
Right.
So,
okay, yes.
Okay, so and with all of that going on, you have a reason or a right to have those names tattooed on you. You being dating and being married are two different things. Everybody know that. So, while you dating, no, you shouldn't put every man on your body, every child on your body. But this was somebody you were married to.
No, we were not married. We were just together 13 years.
Well, you know what? Even if y'all was together, when I met my wife, her kids was, let's say they were infants. Let's say they were 1, 3, and 5. And I have my own daughter.
and we've been together 10, 12 years, I would put all their names on there. I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If
I
went to go
get a
tattoo of my daughter,
I'm not disputing
that
that may have been the right thing to do, but I'm saying I have my reasons that I'm not going
to
do it. So I wanted to know, honestly,
you
was I wrong or not. Y'all said I'm wrong. I'll take it.
No, no, no. That's because you told the story differently. See, now that we know the whole story, everybody's agreeing
with
you. You don't have to put that kid's name on you. See, you didn't tell it right the first time.
We didn't know
so
your stepdaughter was like a pen pal. We thought she was in a crib.
So it makes a difference if I raised her from 7 months to 13 versus me just being an intricate fixture in her life for 10 years.
How could you raise her from 7 months to 13 if you only see her once every 4 years?
That's not what I said.
Well,
I said, so does it make a difference? It makes a difference, clearly, that if I raised her, her name should have been there, and just because I was a fixture in her life where she could talk to me, where I seen her here and there, it makes a difference. Then I shouldn't have.
Now, I know a lot of women with kids. They kids love them. But I'm not finna tattoo them, and they ain't finna call me daddy. That ain't, I mean, I'm not trying to take that away from anything. But I don't know, you should not date men and think that they're going to have you as stepmom because y'all dated for 2 or 3 years. That ain't going to happen.
Well, we're not going to act like that don't happen.
It's how you insert yourself into their life. You know, you got to know we are the teachers right now. I mean, whatever you're doing, she's going to emulate you. She wants, if you're a stepmother or whatever. You make an impression on a child's life. And they already looking for something out here. They looking for love. They all jacked up. They're not from where we from. They're not getting the love and the education and none of that we were getting coming up. They're getting it from the TV.
All right.
So,
kid on the show right now. And they get no love.
What?
They crying like a motherfucker. Somebody pick that baby
right.
up. I want to hear that baby. Pick that baby up. Shit.
I'm hungry. Always on the damn phone.
Hear that baby in the background.
Oh,
pick that baby up. Give him a bottle or something.
The kid, I ain't getting no love. Oh, that was good with that, dog.
Something is seriously wrong with all y'all.
Yeah,
I just want y'all to know. I love y'all, but something's seriously wrong with all y'all.
No. Oh, man, boy. I don't know if you see that up on my ass, boy. Y'all on the road tonight. Hey, I got to tell you, I just got introduced to the show, bro. I'm impressed.
That's your first time calling, man?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Oh,
man. I'm glad you like it, man.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
hey,
and
we think you was very inquisitive on the show too. I'm glad you got on, man.
We love people that love
I
to get on
y'all
the show
some help.
And interact.
I'm so sure gonna take that umpire mask motherfucker joke, boy. I'm with it, bro. Every chance I get.
You said,
hey, like I said, you know. You said you better have a whole bunch of brothers. Yes, yeah. And an umpire bass.
I know
some brothers that are telling you bogus as hell. Shit. Might let them sneak one in on you.
Well, just know, man.
They shouldn't have been there in the first place.
We do this every Tuesday and Wednesday, man, so make sure you join us tomorrow, too.
No doubt.
Same time.
I'll be online. That's what's up.
Yeah,
all
right, I had to bring them in because y'all needed some help. I was like, man, we was beating y'all up so bad. I said, well.
I just gave up
right
on you motherfuckers, to be honest with you, because all you motherfucking super women just got on my damn nerves tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody's a super motherfucker.
Everybody's a tough-ass motherfucker. I ain't no punk. I'm a bad motherfucker. Hey, yeah, all right. Everybody talking shit, that motherfucker get that open hand slap to the face. There it is.
Call my brother. Then
that little trickle of pee go down their leg.
Yeah, you slap the piss out of her ass. Yeah, that's when all that tough shit go out.
Yeah, because I ain't called nobody. Like I said, I took my slap and I took it, and I ain't have to call nobody if I wanted to fight.
Hell no, see, he did probably, he, at that point, he done ripped all the goddamn phones off the wall. I wish he would.
I don't know, man. Some women did that shit.
I mean, I ain't gonna
lie. You probably thought that was a love tap. Bring it.
I'm just
waiting.
I don't
get
my
family.
You said what?
Janine, did y'all have sex after he slapped the shit out of you?
Yeah, of course we did.
That's my brains out.
It is.
He was crying and coming.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Not at that moment.
Right, a little later
at that moment.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people.
Hey.
I don't call people. I take care of my own
business. You ain't got to call nobody. Let me tell you right now.
Your brother ain't coming to see him.
Yeah. Janine, I'm going to tell you right now. I know you slick ass. And as soon as you pull that blade, I'm cocking that pistol back. As soon as you try to cut, I'm cocking it back on your ass. Have you goddamn it. Put it back. Don't you, I don't even reach in your motherfucking titty. I'm going to shoot that shit out of you.
This is the most ignorant.
Dangerous.
I got skills too. I don't need to call people. But I don't try to fight.
That's why you're not getting in arm's length. You ain't going to shank me no motherfucker 42 times.
But I ain't that type of dude. I ain't trying to fight with no motherfucker. I don't be trying to do all that. But if it came to it, if it came
going to
it,
Wisconsin with another
with
motherfucker, you is.
I'm just telling you. I'd be down with you if I had to.
Now,
you better
I
have a gift to
said it.
I think you just stay in Wisconsin. Shit, if you go across the street with another motherfucker, stay on the other side of the street.
And I would do that. Hold on, y'all.
I know his initial thought when you was walking out that door.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh my goodness.
But wait a minute. Here's the part that really probably would have really fucked me up is that my son, my boy, hey, I'll see you later, Dad. You punk motherfucker.
I'm going to go to Wisconsin Dells.
Right.
Deuces.
Sit your little punk ass down.
Hell yeah.
And my son got her to have an attitude. I thought we was going to Wisconsin.
And they did.
Nick,
they
I'd be like,
you got
he got
dude phone number.
Right.
He got dude phone number where they going to be with.
I'd have had to hit my son with the Dave Chappelle. You acting like a real bitch right now. You know that, boy? You acting like a real bitch.
You petty as shit.
All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. Before we get out of here, y'all know how we do it. Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoy
don't nobody go to Wisconsin.
Steven. Huh? What? What did he say?
Go ahead, girl. He said, let's go to Wisconsin.
Let's go to who?
Not good.
I said, don't nobody go to Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I enjoyed myself this evening. I really did. And I will.
I as well.
What?
Delightful. You got any last words?
I'm scared to talk. I'm just going to say goodnight.
That guy got bulletproof vests on sale on Madison and Pulaski. Claw those who think they want to go out of town. But somebody else is here.
All right. Big Mike, you got any last words, man?
Same time tomorrow, bro.
That's what's up.
Miss Pimp, what Miss P-I-M-P at?
Man, this show is off the chain tonight. I love y'all. Same time, same place, same. Let's get it in tomorrow. Wow. All right.
What's my man's name? What's his name? Damon?
Mm-hmm.
Damon. You got any last words for us, man, before we get out of here?
I will be online tomorrow so we can rap about this. Further.
That's what's up.
We're going to have a new topic tomorrow. No, we off you. You crazy. We just going to pray for you tonight.
That's good. Go ahead. I need that.
All right, Jadine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a good show. I mean, everybody needs to lighten up. It wasn't that bad. Goodness. It wasn't all that. And the kids got to go that we went to Indiana Beach instead, so.
That ain't the same.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
They like right. Indiana Beach. This don't look like the
Pistons. This ain't no motherfucking Wisconsin, Dale.
Goddamn saying out here.
But, look, they didn't look. They didn't blame me.
Oh, I'm telling you, couldn't a soul said shit on that drive to Indiana Beach. I thought we were going, you better shut the fuck up. I will fall you up into you.
My other daddy.
You want to fucking ass through this cornfield, punk? See how many motherfucking tokens your little punk ass get.
He messed up everything.
Man, I'm a motherfucker with the wind. No way. How the songs are piled up on I-65. What you say, motherfucker? This motherfucker, every last one of the motherfuckers would have had to walk at least 2 miles. I'd have came back and got him back then after 2 miles. Bet you appreciate this motherfucker in Indiana Beach now.
Cheap motherfucker.
You can't wait to get to that motherfucker water and cool the fuck off after you had to walk 2 miles in hot ass fur.
They was calling you all kind of cheap motherfuckers.
Goddamn right.
Well, you know what, man? Hey, dog, you know what? With my smart ass, I'd be like, hey, Ma, we supposed to be going 94 West. Wisconsin, yeah, that's 94. I just Googled it. Google Maps, and we going the wrong motherfucking way.
I think he's trying to kidnap us.
Hey.
I swear.
Hey, and right as soon as you said that.
Well, allow me to retort.
Get the fuck out.
You better put your own child out. You ain't. Oh, good.
Hell yeah. That's it. We going the wrong way.
Man.
Hey,
that's depressing. He
got room for a goddamn
hit. I bet you after I done told him to get the fuck out, they start walking. Y'all got anything to say?
I apologize for my outburst.
Yeah, all right, then get your ass back in the car.
Oh, goodness.
All right,
that's depressing, man. Man, that shit is depressing, man. I ordered all the motherfucking Wisconsin Dale. I got the Wisconsin Dale books ordered and shit. I'm going through the catalog. Mom, can we stay at Mount Olympus?
Oh, Lord.
Mount Olympus? Motherfucker, we going to Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach? This don't look like the brochure. These ain't the same
thing. I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to lie. Them kids got their ass kicked every time they open their mouth. Every time they open their mouth, I'd have been looking back at you. You started this shit. Reach over and smack the shit out of
man, that's depressing, man. We went from Wisconsin jails to Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach.
Oh, goodness.
This ain't shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, Wesley.
Well, I know if that was me, man, I get that dope boy on. Y'all want to see a dead body? That's my son. I can't tell you this. Talking
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
All right, y'all, we got to get out of here, man. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Y'all know we're doing the same thing tomorrow night.
streaming in 4 or 5 different countries plus United States. Y'all know how we get down on Sin City. SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, dog, go check us out, man. SinCityRadioShow.com, man. We got our own website.
All right, fam. All right, that's what's up, y'all. I know how we do. We up out this bitch. Peace.